Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chuck Ellis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Chuck Ellis. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Lapon moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lapon moves to third. Kell moves to second. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is walked intentionally. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Mitchell moves to third. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitchell scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lipon hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Chuckalis. Kell moves to third. Mullen moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Krahoski takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pretty for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LePon takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Sternweiss strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Simpson moves to third. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis is 0-for-1 in the game. Chuckalis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Hegan scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout juggles the ball. That's an error on Trout. Chuckalis moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty catches it and throws to first to double up Mitchell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-2 in the game. Trout is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Chuckalis hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Krahoski takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out. Wirtz moves to third. Krahoski moves to second. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Krahoski moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Dizzy Trout. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal White now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Harry Simpson now playing first base. Sam Chapman now playing left field. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lapon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lapon moves to third. Neil Berry pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.